Mr. Morris, how do you think this will pan out now?
No, I think the votes went very well. We had a very mature, transparent vote on a very sensitive issue. And I think both committees discharged their responsibilities very well. And what I think has become a sensitive issue because the public prosecutor is dealing with issues which are very much member state sovereign issues, you know, crime, fraud, cross-border issues to do with the fight against fraud at EU level. But the public prosecutor will also eventually deal with anti-terrorism, violent crimes. So it is an agency which has touched on corruption and many, you know, hot button issues. Therefore, it's important to many member states, important to members here. So for that reason, I think there was a lot of discussion around it, a lot of sensitivity. So I think we've discharged our responsibilities very well here today. We've had a very calm and mature vote, a ranking vote for the candidates, very good hearings. We're now in a position, and it's an unusual procedure, where we now negotiate with the council, who've also had a vote. Unusually, sometimes, because they don't always have votes on these things, which are public and transparent. They've also had one. So now our vote is slightly different. So we now have a challenging negotiation with council. And from that, a candidate will emerge, one single candidate.
But the council usually is very strong. Are you expecting the parliament to bow down on this pressure?
I don't think it's a question of bowing down. I think we will be equal partners in this. And I think this is not a traditional legislative negotiation. It's an appointment, so it's a different kind of negotiation. I mean, I don't think I would use words like bow down, because I think it's very public, it's very transparent. It's a very publicly known quantity. So I think people would be watching the negotiation externally. So for that reason, I think the transparency itself will encourage people to see the negotiation being fairly balanced. And hopefully from that, we'll get the right candidate.